Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hogman, not thrilled with the calls yesterday.
No. How could you be?
He's giving them hell.
It was a mess. Absolute mess out there. But they overcame it.
They did.
Hog was running hot, as he does.
He runs a little hot, not just on the Red Sox.
No, Pats as well.
He'll run hot on those Zebras yesterday.
Yeah.
As was the case.
I heard him talking, he might even do some Celtics games.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. People were asking him, are you going to do more stuff? He's like, well, see.
Hell yeah, Hog. Get in there.
Get Hog on the C's call.
So Reese had the pool report. You were reading from this earlier today, Keith. Adrian Hill, the official. Reese asked him two questions. Reese says, what was seen on to call the pass interference on Stephon Diggs that nullified a touchdown catch by DeMario Douglas? Adrian Hill, on that play, we ruled blocking downfield by number 8 early during the play.
Sure.
So if there's a situation where a player blocks downfield, it's not a foul until a pass is thrown.
Right.
So if you kind of put it in the bank,
The bank?
Then the pass was thrown downfield later. That created the offensive pass interference. So he's saying we saw it early.
Yeah.
The play took a while.
Right.
We had it in the bank. Then the throw happens. Now it's offensive pass interference.
Because we had to go back in time and re-remember what happened.
Question. The follow-up, mechanically, with the later timing on the penalty and subsequent announcement as both teams had their special teams units on the field.
Sure did.
Good job by Reese. How did that unfold, the timing? Hill, the official was processing the play, and then he came to me over the 020, the official-to-official communication system.
Yeah.
Because it was a long-developing play, he had to rewind back to what happened at the beginning of the play and process that. So does he mean, you asked this earlier, rewind in his head?
Yes,
does he mean
that's what
to,
I think.
We had to actually rewind it?
No, they didn't do it. It wasn't a replay. I think he's talking about in his brain, in his human brain.
But whatever it is, it's all just very confusing the explanation is more confusing than even what happened on the field.
Yeah, I feel like if you
what
miss
is
it,
he talking about?
If you miss it,
my
you miss it.
Human mind.
That's how I read that. He had to go back in time and be like, oh, that would have been a penalty, but it's not a penalty. But as soon as he throws it, it becomes a penalty. But even still, you missed it. At that point, missed it. And also, it's a bad call. Even if you threw that flag right away, we would have been losing our minds. But you throw it delayed, it's inexcusable. Right. You just got to keep it in your pocket.
That's the right way to say it. It's inexcusable. Yeah. And the reason we can't get over it is because it was so late. If you threw it immediately, we'd be like, that's a sucky call. We'd all move on with our lives.
Right.
Text line is pointing out, I mean, the Saints got a horrendous defensive pass interference like a play later against them.
Did.
That none of us are focusing on that felt like a makeup call.
Yeah, I think so, it might have been.
Fine. I think that's totally fair. But what made this one especially egregious was how late it was. We played you the clip where Drake May said, oh, yeah, I was ready to go sit down on the sidelines. Yeah. The special teams units are out there. The broadcast crew, although that might just be Spiro and Arch.
Oh, my
God. But they had no idea what was going on, per usual.
Did you see when they showed the Arch highlights
of
the Super Bowl?
Of course I saw.
And he, like, almost cried. He was like, I can't even watch those. You're like, all right, Arch. Like, remember? Do you remember the Superdome when you lost the Super Bowl? And he's just like,
Spiro really twisted the knife on Arch there.
He's like, I'd ruin my life.
But yeah, we're doing okay.
Love coming to work every day. Like, that is
that was Arch.
That's a great thing.
You're doing okay. You landed on your feet, Arch. Don't worry about that Super Bowl.
It's okay.
Fine.
At one point, he's like, that should have been our dynasty. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
It was not. It definitely was.
At least he didn't bring up Spygate. Thank God. Thank God he didn't go the Marshall Faulk route.
Thank God for all of us.
God, we didn't go there.
Yeah. So anyways, Drake May and the Patriots able to overcome that. Should Drake May be in the MVP discussion, game?
Absolutely. I mean, we're 6 games in. A third of the way, a little bit more than a third of the way through the season. They're 4-2. So at first, you know, it's a quarterback award, which we've pointed out. They won't give it to anybody other than a quarterback. it's like even more biased than the Heisman. And the Heisman's also sort of like a quarterback award. But it feels like no matter what you do, Jonathan Taylor, Puka Nacua, you're not going to get it. So you look at the quarterbacks. And some of the top-end quarterbacks are hurt in Joe Burrow's case or Lamar Jackson's case. Now, Lamar's coming back, so he could make a push for it. And then Mahomes and Allen aren't exactly lighting the world on fire. They're still in the mix because it's Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But there's like a next wave of guys down where like Baker Mayfield is killing it. I think he's probably the favorite. Sam Darnold and Jared Goff, two quarterbacks who I don't like, are putting up good numbers and they're winning games still. So I can't ignore that. So I think they're in the mix. And then Drake May, you and I went back and forth on, actually, you know, I think we might have agreed. The Pittsburgh game wasn't a great game for him because he turned it over a couple times. However, he had a quarterback rating over 100 in that game. So if you look at it,
yeah, I don't get how you have two awful turnovers in your quarter. One was a fumble.
So maybe I wonder if the fumble. I think so. Yeah. This is like passer
if it was,
rating.
If it was two picks, it would have been a lower rating. Maybe?
Yes. Yeah. I believe that's right. But he has played in six games. In the opener, he did not have a QB rating of 100. Every other game, he has. The Carolina game, it was nearly a perfect rating. The Miami game was a super high one, and then as was yesterday's. So the guy has 10 touchdown passes to two interceptions. He has two rushing touchdowns. He's completing 73% of his passes. Like, he has a signature win Sunday Night Football against Josh Allen and the Bills, the reigning MVP. So, yeah, this has come pretty quick, but he definitely is. I mean, if Jaden Daniels was a candidate last year, he was a candidate. I mean, it was pretty much Lamar Allen, like, as the top guys. But is 11 players got votes last year? Because I think they changed how they did it. It used to be like you get to vote for one guy.
Right. Now do they vote for like top three or something?
I think
like
it's
that.
Something like that. So I'm looking at the list. There's 11 total players got votes last year. Nine of them were quarterbacks. So if you even want to just play like, is he having a top eight quarterback season? Hell yeah, he is. At least right now. And so, that would probably get him in the conversation.
So I have the odds in front of me for both DraftKings and FanDuel. Allen is the favorite on both. Drake May is ninth on DraftKings. He is sixth on FanDuel.
Yeah, I think that's probably more
MVP odd.
Because I think when you factor in some of the defenses that he's playing going forward, like his schedule is pretty soft. And I mean, I'm not expecting three touchdowns every single game and no picks, but he's cut way down on his turnovers outside of that Pittsburgh game. And he's been super consistent. And the team, I feel like, is going to win a bunch of games. And that's the other thing. Take a look at the quarterbacks on 10-11 win teams. And if they play the whole season, they probably get MVP votes. Like, that's just the way the league views it.
So he's in the mix, as you said. You're a quarterback on a team that's going to win a bunch of games. We told you earlier, The Athletic, their playoff model gives the Patriots an 81% chance of making the playoffs. They have them projected for 10.6 wins. I don't know how they came up with that, but 10.6 wins. So call that 10-11 wins.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The Athletic gives them a 3.5% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
So
that's more than a chance.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah. If it said 3.5% chance to make the Super Bowl, I would have been stoked about that.
You don't have
3.5 to win it?
Is there a team? Who has the highest percent chance to win it? Okay, I'm just curious like how high they would be willing to go.
This is a Chad Graff tweet where he just broke out some of the Pats numbers, okay. So I don't see the full thing. But they're 3.5 to win the Super Bowl. So I'm not projecting them to win the Super Bowl. No one is. But the fact that they're going to win that many games and make the playoffs and maybe be in the mix to go on a run tells you he's squarely going to be in that MVP mix. Who do you think it should be?
Baker Mayfield.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's third on both the sites I just listed there, like between plus 450-ish, 425 and 475. Mm-hmm. That feels like a buying opportunity.
That definitely does.
Although maybe we missed our window to buy because I bet it was a lot longer odds a couple of weeks ago.
Because I know he has some there's some injuries to some of the receivers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the receivers?
All of the receivers are hurt.
Well, this is, again, fantasy football talking, because Nick is scarred by that.
Emeka going down doesn't help, but Chris Godwin, his leg's acting up again. He's out for a while.
Yep. Evans has been out.
He's still somehow doing it. They have the best record in the NFC. He's throwing for a bunch of touchdowns. He's not throwing picks right now. So I think Vegas has to cover themselves, though, because like if Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes have a big 12 games, you're not going to be like shocked by it.
No.
Plus, everybody looks at them, and you're like, okay, of course. Like,
I think Mahomes is... If they really start packing up wins,
he's got a good chance.
Mahomes is doing, we talk about too much on Drake May's plate. I mean, Mahomes, they can't run. Mahomes is their leading rusher on the year.
Yeah.
He's playing good football. I think his last couple of games, like 11 touchdowns against a pick, something like that. And they're about to get their best receiver back. One of what I think the better receivers in football in Rashee Rice. So.
Oh, we're that good, huh?
He's good.
Right. He was one of the better in football. How high?
Top 10-ish?
Top 10-ish?
Yeah. We argued.
Oh, my God.
We argued about this.
We did.
We did AFC receivers.
Yeah, we did.
He started last year on
AFC,
fire.
That was AFC. Like, if you're talking all receivers. But regardless, he's better than everybody they have.
He's the best one they have, and he's a good receiver. So, you know, I think Mahomes is one who could skyrocket.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're never going to be surprised if it's Allen or even Lamar. Lamar might be too far behind the eight ball with the losses.
And, yeah, the losses, he's missed two games. The team has buried themselves, but that would be the story. If he turns them around and they win 9 in a row,
good point.
Then it's like, all right, he shoots to the top again.
Good point. But what I think is working for Drake May, number one, the signature win, you said this, Josh Allen on Sunday Night Football, where he is leading the drive and giving you highlight real plays, specifically the one where he's stiff-arming defenders to the ground and still getting a first down to Steph Diggs. What we started to see against New Orleans were some of those explosive highlight reel type of plays.
Yeah.
Where, all right, not every game you're going to execute in the 2 minute. And not every game are you on national television against another opponent, a high-level opponent. And by the way, if Buffalo loses tonight, you're in first place in the division if they lose to Atlanta. So
go Michael Penis.
Not every week is going to be that.
Yeah.
But every week you can have some big, explosive, down-the-field plays, which had been lacking. He got those going big time against New Orleans. Pretty much every time he dropped back to huck one deep, it was like a cheat code yesterday.
To the point where you're like, hey, McDaniels, throw it.
Stop messing
around with the
running on first down.
And little screens. Like, throw it deep.
Air that thing out.
Guys were open, and they were making plays every time.
Air that sucker out.
You needed it was either a bad call against you, or it was a touchdown. Like, throw it deep more. But, I mean, to me, what stood out is the consistency. Because, yeah, you can go back and forth on the Pittsburgh game, but really outside of the opener, which was a letdown across the board for everybody, offense, defense, the whole nine. You're like, ugh, rough start to the season. But then since then, you've gotten really good quarterback play, and he's probably out-dueled the other guys on the other side. That includes Josh Allen, right? It's one thing to be like, oh, he's better than Spencer Rattler. Okay, yeah, I hope so. He's better than Josh Allen. So that's good. Even he's better than Tua. Tua was the guy starting the season. They were probably more on the same tier.
Oh, I'm sure when we did our tiers, we had them
similar.
On the same tier. Yeah,
similar. And so, all right, you pass by guys like that. And then the rest of the way, I mean, it's funny that he will face Baker Mayfield. He will face, I think, Lamar Jackson, depending on injury.
Yeah.
And he'll face Josh Allen again. So he has a lot of easy kind of cakewalk games in there where hopefully you can kind of just get the win, pad some stats too, if you want to even do that. And then those head-to-head games will be pretty significant too.
617-779-7937. The nice thing with May, too, is he's not just putting up stats and losing games. He's got both going on. Where he's putting
you got to win.
He's putting up the numbers, and it's going along with the wins, which I think was important for him this year. I wasn't going to ignore wins and just have him put up great numbers, and then we all celebrate it. No, he's got to start winning games. We said that all offseason. And to his credit, he is, and he's a big factor in it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.